So, you know, being modest is one of our virtues. 你发现我用了 modest 动名词结构形式加入 being. Being modest is one of our virtues. Don't you think so? 这谦虚是我们的美德之一、yeah. But don't be too modest. 但是也不能太怎么样太谦虚、yeah. When you have a golden opportunity, you must try your best to catch it.、Yeah. Don't let it pass.And don't give it to your friend or your classmate and other people. Do you think so? 你不能说这工机会太好了哈，我谦虚一下让给你，那就麻烦了。Yeah. Why? Opportunity, particularly golden opportunity, knocks only once. 你要知道机会只是千载难逢的 ，right? Okay, assiduously, 刻苦的这个副词形式一定要掌握住。Assiduous means diligently.Diligent, D-I-L-I-G-E-N-T, 加上 L-Y, diligently, 勤奋的哈。但是 assiduously, be diligently, 语义要正式。If you study English assiduously, nothing is difficult. 但是 self-discipline, 和自我约束，那么自我完善呢 ?self-improvement, yeah. Frame, 躯体 means body.啊，指的是躯体的形状。那 betray 这是本科的一种名词，暴露、显露。那么它的另外一个语义，出卖、背叛。So I don't know who betrayed me. I don't know who betrayed me. 我不知道究竟是谁背叛了我哈、啊。但是在本科它是表示显露，露暴露哈、啊。For example.Her face betrayed her what? Nervousness. She must be nervous. 她一定很紧张。How do you know? 你怎么知道? Her face betrayed her nervousness. 她那张脸就已经怎么样把她的紧张心理给完全的暴露出来了。例句同用自己我就不写了。Her face betrayed her nervousness.Nervous, N-E-R-V-O-U-S 加后缀 N-E-S-S、啊、好，那么这个动词我们就不多给同学们扩展了，也就是 betray 它本身是一个及物动词、啊、背叛、暴露、显露。画上三个星号的重点词 taunt 嘲笑、戏落，但是在这里它是名词，嘲笑戏落人的话。 drive 也是名词，嘲弄、挖苦。那我下面要总结的是系列的动词、啊、FirstLet's learn how to use taunt. 首先我们来看看如何用 taunt. Taunt is a transitive verb. 它是一个及物动词。We often use it in the phrase talk somebody, taunt somebody with something. Taunt somebody with something. 这里的 with 是表示一种原因了，因为什么而讥笑某人，或者是讥笑某人怎么样。For example,They taunt him with being poor. They taunt him with being poor. 他们讥笑他的什么贫穷、yeah. 或者表达为 they taunt him with poverty. Got it? Next, make fun of. 大家最熟悉的一个表达方式就是 make fun of, right?Laugh at 我们就不想多说了 Laugh at 嘲笑、right? 那么 make fun of 呢取笑是借助于某人的缺点或者是某物来取笑某人他的帽子很奇怪所以我们大家都取笑他 He is wearing a strange hat So we make fun of him Got it? Make fun of 借助某物而取笑某人 So when you make fun of somebodyYou want to get what pleasure from doing so? 你显然想从中得到快乐。OK. And next, dear. This is an intransitive verb. 这是一个不及物动词。So we often use the preposition at, dear at. Dear at, 嘲笑。那么它还有一个含义，戏弄。For example.Yeah, we know he's eccentric. 我们知道他是一个怪人。But anyway, don't jeer at him. 但是无论如何不能去戏弄他。Okay. Next, mock. Mock is a transitive verb and intransitive verb as well. 它既是一个及物动词，也是一个不及物动词。所以我们在应用的时候就比较灵活了。那么你可以运用直接单纯运用及物动词 mock， 也可以运用和介词 at 搭配，然后用括号括上的啊。For example， 受到别人的嘲笑，那么他博得了我的同情心。你这句话应该怎么来表达呢？受到了别人的嘲笑 ，so mocked by others， 或者是 mocked at by others。He had my sympathy， 可以 ？He had my sympathy， 博取了我的同情。我们用了什么 mock 或者是 mock at 都可以。那么这个动词表示嘲弄，特别重点突出的是通过模仿别人来嘲弄他。For example, when the teacher is writing on the blackboard, a naughty boy student mocked at him. 那么这暗含着一个语义是什么呢？一个调皮的男学生怎么样？通过模仿他而来嘲笑他。Got it? We mock at. Next, scoff. Scoff is intransitive verb, 不及物动词。So it must be connected with at.所以一定要和 at 搭配 scoff at， 它也表示嘲笑，但它暗含的语义是藐视，因为藐视而去嘲笑。那你 scoff at 相当于我们学过的哪一个表达法？从藐视的角度上来讲 pull scorn on， pull scorn on， 还记得吗？你发现 scoff 和 scorn 的词形还是有点接近，所以说不要藐视，也不要轻视、瞧不起、去嘲弄成绩不好的同学。那我们可以采用哪一个表达方式？ Don't scoff at those students who don't have good accomplishment. Got it? Accomplishment 是什么？成就。Yeah. 当然用这个 accomplishment 词有点大了，这是一种夸张的口吻。我们说没有好成绩的不妨说those students who don't have good mark. Got it?So don't scoff at such students. 好，那么最后一个小小短语就是我们在这课文当中所提到的 jibe， 嘲弄、挖苦。它注意一定要和介词 at 搭配，这是比较常用的内容。Jab at， jab at somebody， jab at something， 它也可以拼作为 dibe， jibe 或 dibe 啊。Okay, now let's compare the two words, taunt and jibe. 那么我们来辨析一下 taunt 和 jibe 究竟有什么区别。嘲笑、奚落、嘲弄、挖苦，你发现从汉语的角度上来讲，我们并不是很容易区分开的。Okay, now listen to me. Taunt, try to make somebody angry or upset by saying unkind remarks. Taunt, okay? Taunt means...Try to make somebody angry or upset. 他是想方设法让别人怎么样生气或者是不安。By saying unkind remarks, 通过说一些什么不友善的话语而是让人生气。这个时候我们应该用的是 taunt, 啊，一定要注意。所以你要是说他们讥笑他的贫困让他很生气，这时候我们最好用的用词 taunt。They taunt him with being poor, so he felt angry. Got it? Yeah. They taunted him with being poor, so he felt angry. 而 jibe, 那么这个不及物动词它所表达的概念是什么呢？ Jibe means saying something that is intended to make the person look silly. Understand me? Okay. Say something.That is intended to make the person look silly. 说某些话，那么这些话说这话的意图就是让这个人看上去怎么样？比较 silly， 比较 stupid. OK， 这个时候我们应该用的是 jibe 啊。所以它中文译作为挖苦、嘲弄。你比如说我挖苦他，就是让他看上去很蠢。那么这时候应该怎么来表达？I jabbed at him. Got it?
Because in my opinion,
he was
right.
He was down.
他这个人实在是太呆了、huh?
So I jibed at him.
所以我才挖苦他，让他显得那么愚蠢。给大家提一个建议，那么在查词典的时候，一定要查，至少要查英汉双写的。因为有的时候我们根据汉语的语义，你是分辨不清楚这个词汇与词汇之间的区别，但是通过这英文的解释，你辨析的就很细了。那像我们刚提到的 taunt means make somebody angry or upset by saying unkind remarks, and jibe, 你发现 make somebody look silly by saying terrible things, 跟你说这差别它是很大的啊。